It's April in McCall. They call this time of year the mud season. When spring is welcomed most places, a town like McCall that relies on skiers and boaters can dread it. Many people who had jobs in the winter find themselves waiting and hoping they'll get one in the summer. This year, all those people will be joining the hundreds who were already out of work. That was about 800 people without a paycheck in March. That's roughly 18% unemployment. Many of these newly jobless people will be joining Doug Altakin at the unemployment office in McCall.
I've been out of work for over a year, so I just come in here now and then, read the paper, see if there's any new listings up here, but it's, you know, pretty hard to find a job up here.
Altakin says he's pushing 60. He sits at a table reading the paper, dressed all in wool. His pants look like a cross between work overalls and a snowsuit, and on top of his head, he has ear flaps tied on what looks like a baseball cap made of inch-thick wool.
Yeah, now I'm just kind of hanging out, doing nothing, really. I didn't even buy a ski pass this year. Thought about it just as soon as it got warm enough, I'm head up to Alaska. But if I have to, I'll, you know, cut grass or something.
Are you getting to a place where you're starting to get worried that you won't be able to pay your bills, buy groceries?
Well, I'm probably strange because I always save my money. I'm really pretty tight, so I'm doing okay, really. Better than most, I think.
We'll talk with Altakin some more in a minute, but let's take a look at the job listings he came to check out.
Sawmill SAR, recreational aid, that's for the summer. Woodworking.
There are 15 jobs posted provider on the board and 9 more on the daily printout. The McCall Office of the State Department of Labor handles employment issues for Adams and Valley counties. For the past couple of years, those two counties have had the first and second, or second and third highest unemployment in the state. Jill Aldrich and Julie Hinderman are workforce consultants in this office.
A lot of people are just getting to the point of they don't know what to do. They're just looking for anything to help them get by, because there's not a lot in the way of work.
There's a lot of people who have been unemployed for over 2 years that will not receive unemployment benefits after the extensions are over. That's when we're really going to see some destitution and some tough times around here. Next winter, hopefully we can have a good tourist season this year that can help us make it through next winter.
Tourists. McCall has relied on them since the sawmill closed in 1977. In good times, McCall has thrived on the tourist trade. In downtown McCall, clinging to the skirts of the lake, are businesses that depend on tourists and the weekend home crowd. There are art galleries and restaurants and hotels. I speak to several of the owners, and they all tell me the same thing. Here's Jason Davis from Spirit of Stone Jewelry Shop.
It's been rough, but I'm starting to see it come back. I think the tourism is coming back, and I don't know why. If people aren't taking their big vacations to the coast and just doing their two-hour jaunt to McCall from Boise, and I'm not sure. But hopefully they come up this summer.
Davis says 2008 was terrible, but the summer of 2009 was much better, and the ski season that is just ending has been pretty good. But Davis also says that despite tourist numbers picking back up, employment is not. I ask him where I could find a job in McCall.
Nowhere right now. I couldn't imagine anywhere that's hiring right now. I know tons of people are getting laid off. Ski Hill's closing, so all those people are getting laid off. If I didn't do this, I might maybe be able to jump back into working in the woods, just because I know the main logging family here worked that all the way through college. But if you don't know somebody right now, I would say it's slim to none.
So if tourism is coming back, why aren't the jobs? Remember Doug Altakin from the unemployment office who's been out of work for more than a year?
There's just no use for a cat skinner or somebody like that right now. You know, there's just no mining, no road building up here, really. So if you want a job, you got to get out of here.
A cat skinner is someone who operates heavy machinery. Altakin made his career in mining and road construction. The largest group within those 800 or so unemployed people in Valley County are construction workers. Not long ago, developers in McCall and Cascade and the rest of the county were building vacation homes as fast as they could in the short building season here in the mountains. Then, almost overnight, people stopped buying. Sadie Noah with Creed Noah Real Estate in downtown McCall says they're starting to again. She says she's seen a sharp uptick this year.
I would say for the most part of people buying the inventory that was already there. We definitely have not seen an increase in new construction. We might see some slow movement towards that this year, but I think inventory-wise, we probably won't see a lot of new starts happen until next year.
So at least in Noah's professional real estate opinion, construction jobs won't be coming back to Valley County for at least a year. According to Julie Hinderman at the Labor Office, that's the general feeling in town.
There's a lot of people that are getting kind of depressed and down, too. We see that a lot. There's a lot of people that are feeling that there's no hope. There's a lot of people that are just packing up, moving.
And people are packing up and leaving Valley County. But people aren't leaving as fast as they came a few years ago, when a certain luxury resort was built between McCall and Cascade. Jason Davis, the McCall jeweler, says that resort is a big part of the problem.
Tamarack brought a ton of people to town to work those jobs. So what we had happen was, as the normal people that I know that are my age, the early 30-somethings that have been working at Brundage since they were 18 years old, did not get their jobs this year or the year before because of the poor terminology. I don't want to say slop over from Tamarack. So Tamarack really affected our valley greatly, leaving pretty skilled people here that are taking the jobs away from more of the local people.
The fate of the now bankrupt Tamarack Resort, less than 20 miles south of McCall, remains up in the air, as does the future of Valley County. For now, the Forest Service is hiring, but you have to have a specific skill set. Now is the time when people in McCall and the rest of the county slog through the constant mud from the melting snow and wait for summer. If summer brings enough boaters and hikers, people can hold on till winter. If winter brings enough skiers, then someone might start building something in 2011. That's a lot of maybes. But if people in McCall could just put a backhoe in the mud, the season might not look so bleak. For Boise State Radio, I'm Adam Cotterell.